Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, and she's the director of Iowa Western Community College at the Atlantic Campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we're only a couple days away from jazz and wine. I'm thinking you're probably pretty well ready.
We're getting there. The building is just being transformed as we speak today, and it's always amazing from turning it into the educational facility that it is the vast majority of the year until the transformation of this event. It really makes it into a fun social, and we couldn't do it without all the volunteers. So everybody is busy and at work.
You bet. And if there's somebody who hasn't been here, you know, we're going to talk about all the things you get, but that's something maybe that we don't usually mention is it's just a different atmosphere, and it's just so fun for everybody to come and visit. So for those folks who maybe you think there's somebody who hasn't heard about jazz and wine, just in case, let's talk about time, place, and what's happening.
Great. Well, it's coming Sunday evening, March the 3rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. So we invite guests to come and just join us for a fun social evening. And the building is transformed into this social setting. And we have probably about 150 volunteers here that night to make it all work. And we're expecting somewhere in between 200 and 250 guests, depending on our weather and things like that.
Okay, but people don't have to have registered ahead. They can just come in.
We appreciate RSVPs. So that what helps us to make sure that we're set up for the guests that will be with us that evening, and they can still give us a call today. Thankfully, our caterer, who's an Iowa Western Culinary Arts grad, is very flexible with us and adding and boosting a few on at the last moment. So I always figure it's the more the merrier, and it's all for a good cause.
Certainly is. And because it is for a good cause, of course, there is a fee.
There is. It's $25 per person. However, many guests choose that they would like to support scholarships in a more substantial way. And that's certainly an option or opportunity to do that. And through this event, we're raising scholarship dollars, but those scholarship dollars are invested exclusively back into Cass County students.
And I think that is very unique. Sometimes we think, well, we're doing a good thing for our Western Community College, which we are, but it's not for the college as a whole. It's for people. It's for specific people. And to me, that's just really exciting, and I don't know, somehow it just makes me feel better that, you know, the money's being spent, and some student from Cass County is going to benefit from that money. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you've been doing this for several years, and so you've had students who have received these scholarships. What do they do with it?
You know, and it's just such an honor for many of those students to receive a scholarship. So some of them just simply apply them to their outstanding tuition fees. Some of them utilize them for books. Some of them utilize them for extra supplemental materials that maybe their program of study needs that another program of study doesn't have. So there's kind of a variety of ways, depending on the individual student, how they utilize that. But I think you are exactly right. I think that's what most donors appreciate more about this event than anything, is that all the net funds from this event exclusively go right back out to Cass County students. And we know data shows us that community college students are more likely to end up becoming a career professional in their hometown. And so this is really an economic development tool through being able to incorporate those funds back out, support a student so that they can follow their passion and purpose and be able to then become that new career person in our community.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some students who have gotten this scholarship, and you know, are they here? What are they doing? You know, this success, and how do they feel when they get this scholarship?
Well, the neat part is how they feel, certainly. It is amazing to see students as they learn that they are going to be a recipient of the scholarship. They have to do a scholarship application. And that application deadline, by the way, is April 22nd. So students still have to be able to do that for this coming fall. So students do that, and then they are notified, and then they oftentimes stop by my office. And it's with great emotion. I wish I could bottle it. You know, some of them it's your pure joy, but some of them it's more emotional for them because it's sometimes it's the first time that someone has said via this type of support, I believe in you. I believe that you can achieve this career goal or this academic goal that will help you reach your career goal. So that is the really neat part. And I wish I could just bottle that up and put a little bit of that in everyone's, you know, and we'll pretend for this weekend, and in every bite you take this weekend, a little bit of that joy and support that you've done for someone in our community has helped. And many of our past recipients are in our community. We have healthcare professionals that are in our community. We have other, just, you know, it just goes on and on, design technology students that are employed in our community. And so many of the students utilize those to really give them that boost that they otherwise didn't have towards achieving this career goal.
And when you talk about students, of course, one of the benefits of a community college is you have students of all ages, and so people of all ages have gotten these scholarships.
That's right. And our center probably has a more non-traditional student environment. And I'm always so proud of the students because many of them wear so many different hats. They're parents. Perhaps they're caring for elderly parents. They're employees. They're a full-time student or a part-time student. So they have many, many irons in the fire, and they still find time to achieve those academic goals. So you really have kudos go out to those students who work so hard and be successful.
So let's just remind folks, kind of go through, well, again, it's, you have some people who've been here and wouldn't miss this event, but some others may be new to the community. So begins at 5, and of course you can come later than that. You're here till 7, but I would advise not coming at 7. And so what happens? You come to the door, you perhaps have already paid your fee and have a ticket, or you're going to pay your fee. What happens next?
Sure. Well, I'm going to back us up one step because it's supposed to be really cold on Sunday night. So thankfully, SWTA has agreed to run their little shuttle service around our parking lot on the side street and up to the courthouse as well to bring, and they, you can hop in the SWTA shuttle and they will deliver you right to our front door. So there you get a little bit closer with that, given the cold weather that we're expected to have on Sunday evening. Come on in and have either a glass of wine. Those are provided by Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits, or a non-alcoholic beverage. There's lots of selections in that category as well, and mingle around. Our buffet then opens at 7, and so guests then...
Buffet opens when?
At 5. Thank you, LaVon. At 5. And so guests go through the line and have a seat, and it's just fun to see people intermingle. Maybe you come with a family or friends, or maybe you're meeting some new folks in and around our county that evening. And then at some point in time, then they go to the dessert room, and the dessert room is filled with, oh, you've seen it, LaVon, hundreds of desserts.
If you can't find a dessert that you don't absolutely love, you're not into desserts very much.
And I love desserts. I love desserts. And so, and then sit and mingle and have a good time and just interact with guests. Some of our guests enjoy kind of moving through the building. We have, you know, our building is not set up for social function, but we you know, transform it. So some guests kind of move to another area to have their dessert, so get to talk and see other folks. And it's really all about having a great time knowing that you're supporting scholarships.
And will they be able to see the technology room?
That's absolutely right. So design technology students are going to be here and working this evening on that projects. So you can come in, talk to instructor Brian Church, learn more about what the program is all about, talk to the students. Many of them, we have a large second year group, have done internships. They know a little bit more about where they're going with their career. Some are transferring on to four-year institutions. Come and learn and see more. And that's one other wonderful thing, is we get to showcase the design technology program, which is exclusive to the Cass County Center of Iowa Western.
And then there is a little music that goes on also.
Right. The Iowa Western Jazz Ensemble is coming to join us that evening. Those are students up from the Council Bluffs campus that, in addition to all their studies, some might be music majors, but some have a wide variety of majors that play in the Iowa Western Jazz Band. So it's not going to be solely jazz music. It's music of all different kinds and eras. And they just do a great job. And that music flows through our building and just adds to the ambiance of the evening.
Now, you mentioned about 150 volunteers. Are some of those also students?
Yes, many of our volunteers are students, and many of our volunteers are also scholarship recipients themselves or previous scholarship recipients. I'm always so amazed and so proud how many of our students who maybe received a scholarship 4 or 5 years ago, now working professionals, they want to continue to give back to what helped boost them in their education. So a lot of our volunteers are actually Iowa Western students or alumni or current students.
Okay. So, you know, say hello to those folks that are they're walking around helping also. So again, we're visiting with Ann Pross, who is director for the Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic. Time and date.
Sunday, March the 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. And I don't want to leave us today without thanking my volunteer planning committee. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. And thanks so much to the generous support of our community.
Thank you so much, Ann. And here's a thought. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves.